123cheapsolar.com.
President Obama drops his plan to limit global warming. In the meantime, the White House says, secretly anyway, that they're getting ready for an avalanche of subpoenas from Republicans. What does it all mean? And, oh, yeah, in the middle of this, because I'm kind of a space freak, the shuttle, Discovery, last launch, delayed again, now set for Friday. So let's see if... in fact, Discovery takes off the end of the shuttle program. There is, of course, another shuttle into next year, but the Discovery that took so many trips is done after this one. Remember, there were a couple of different places that wanted to bid on the shuttle, and the Smithsonian, I think the Smithsonian is getting the Discovery. The shuttles are going into different places anyway. Kate Delaney's my name. If you've never heard the show, welcome to it. We bounce around all over the place. You're welcome to throw in your two cents, 800-259-5791, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. The whole email thing, so simple now anymore with the phones that everybody has, the texting. Could texting be bigger? I just have a question for all of you listening to me right now. I don't care if you're in your car, you just got home, you're sitting in the driveway, you're ready to turn off the radio, whatever. Have you noticed there are a lot of people in your life probably that just look down now? You kind of wonder if they're even listening to you. I think the phrase, are you listening, may be the most overused phrase right now in America. I went to lunch today with two guys, and at least 15 times one of them checked his BlackBerry, and he was texting. The other guy's talking, and I know I could see that he was thinking, I don't believe that he's listening to what I'm saying. He didn't vocalize it. And then when I got out of the restaurant, I looked around, and sure enough, probably by the time I got from the front of the restaurant to the car, I might have seen probably three people walk by on sidewalks that were looking down into their hand because they were texting. They were doing that texting thing. So it is easy to flip me an email, americatonight.net. John Boehner, set to really take over as the House Speaker, had plenty to say in the last 24 hours about what's going to happen next, some of the changes and some reaction to things that happened still with the Tea Party and whatnot, and also his conversation with the president. And the fact that it's all about calm and confident, baby. So here's John Boehner.
Been a lot of a hoopla, but I'm calm, confident, and know that if I listen to the American people and be myself, this job will go just fine. We get along fine. We just have differences over what the appropriate role of the federal government ought to be. I think we as Americans ought to welcome that participation. I think it's going to reinvigorate our democracy and be a really good thing for the country. I'm pretty confident that to come next year, we will have the votes to repeal that bill and to replace it with common sense reforms to bring down the cost of health insurance and expand access.
Bringing it down and expanding the access sounds good probably to anybody who's listening. We'll see if that happens. And you heard what Boehner said, that they don't agree on things. He's talking about the president, but that he hopes there's going to be pretty much, if you read between the lines, is there going to be a working relationship? And that's key. If you remember in the 90s, Clinton, I know I've said this now a couple of times, Clinton had a Republican Congress. And Clinton actually, between Clinton and the Republicans, some things did happen. So we'll see. On the surface, it doesn't feel like it. But perhaps... there are signs that say maybe some things will ultimately get pushed through. Environmental groups and industry are ready to butt heads again, though, over regulation of greenhouse gases. Obama says he's looking for ways to control global warming pollution other than Congress placing a ceiling on it. cap and trade. This is the words of the president. Just one way to skin a cat. It's not the only way. He said that at a news conference, realizing after losing control of the House, look, there's no way that's going through. He said he's going to be looking at other ways to try to address the problem. So that's out. Remember, it was cap and tax was what Republicans called it because it would raise energy prices. Boy, that's all we'd need, wouldn't it? Raise taxes, raise energy prices. And we know because we've already talked about that. And everything in between. And then eventually you just can't. Unless you have three or four jobs, you can't afford to live anymore, even just a simple middle class life. So that's off the boards, and I guess we'll come up in a different direction if what the president is saying is that's what he's going to try to do. But the whole cap and tax thing, thank goodness, is out for now anyway. Like I said, out for now, the key words here. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, just to lighten the load, because we are heading into the weekend. I know some of you will probably check out a movie or two. Any more, you can go to the movies cheaply, because there's a lot of places that do the dollar thing. Or you wait a couple of weeks, and then if you go to a matinee, it's a lot cheaper. Or you don't have to wait too long when some of the movies that bomb that you thought you might be interested in actually make their way to the Red Box. I know you all know the Red Box, right? Outside of a 7-Eleven or in a grocery store, all over the country they have them. And it's, I think, a buck to rent or $1.99 or something like that. This cheapest way you can get some of your almost first run movies. And then there's always Netflix too, which is like $9, I believe, a month if you're a movie hound. And there's movies that you missed. That's a good way to go back. And it's cheap entertainment, really, because if you're going to watch a lot of movies, if that's your escape from all the noise, then that's a pretty cheap way to do it, I think. It's amazing how easy it's become. Much different from the old way of Blockbuster where you were renting for XYZ. And remember they had the thing where you had to promise to bring it back at a certain time or they would charge you a gazillion dollars or, you know, whatever it turned out to be. Maybe you just like to watch The Tube. And if you like to watch The Tube for election results, before, of course, you listen to America Tonight, the ratings are in, and the Fox News Channel came out on top during the 1 hour of midterm election coverage when the three broadcast networks and the cable news channels were going head-to-head. The Nielsen ratings came out that showed that Fox had almost 7 million viewers during the 10 p.m. hour on Tuesday. NBC was second. They had 6.27. CBS behind them, 5.86 million, and ABC 5.53. CNN, boy, they seem to always drop down, don't they? CNN had 2.59 million viewers in that key hour. MSNBC, even worse, 2.04 million. So bragging rights, I guess, ended up going to the Fox network. And NBC came in first among the broadcasters, but I think the rival stations like ABC and CBS, who always comes in third place, beating ABC at 10 was probably pretty big for them. Care about the rating stuff. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to head to those movies.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Like that song. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's head to the movies. Boy, there's some interesting movies out. I like this movie because I like comedies, goofball-y comedies sometimes. And this guy who's in this, I can't pronounce his last name. I'll butcher it. It's some Greek name, but Zach, you know who I'm talking about. He's been in a ton of these buddy, kind of funny comedy movies of late. And the first one we're going to go to is one of those. It's called Due Date.
My father always had a saying, when a day starts like this, it's all uphill from here.
Uphill? No, it's all downhill from here.
But everybody wants to be up. Nobody wants to be down. So it's all uphill from
here. But it's easier if you go downhill. So your dad didn't know what he was talking about.
You're on the no-fly list.
We are having this baby on Friday. How do you expect to get home?
Hey, you want to ride with us?
Crisis averted, I'm driving.
Say hi to her.
You have a hairdresser out west? I just got this killer perm and it needs major upkeep.
So that's what I'm dealing with.
We're going to be traveling for a few days and it wouldn't hurt to get to know each other.
What's your favorite color?
What age did you lose your virginity?
I was 9 years old.
Great gal. Sheila Pimples.
We need to make a pit stop.
Close in 5 minutes. I got reservations at Chili's.
You have a reservation at Chili's.
That's actually smart. I mean, it gets busy on Wednesday night.
I despise who you are at a cellular level.
Okay, I've heard that before, and I'm trying to work on it.
I have never...
Hello, dear.
Where are you?
In the Grand Canyon.
I'll be there in a minute.
Did you just say the Grand Canyon?
Don't panic!
getting you home safe, okay?
I'm going to kiss you.
Stop, Peter. I'm driving. Oh, bitch!
Why are your eyes so glassy? You been partying?
No, I have glaucoma.
What about the dog? Does he have glaucoma? Because his eyes are glassy, too.
You better check yourself.
Is that a drilling stick coming up?
I'm already in.
Real hard.
There's another one up here.
Why do you have this?
Because this is my daddy.
Why are your father's ashes in a coffee can?
Because he's dead, Peter.
Dad, you were like a father to me. I could have sworn I read it was man-made.
Nope, not correct. It's the Grand Canyon, not the Hoover Dam.
Well, I know it's not the Hoover Dam. It was built by the Pilgrims.
Also incorrect.
Hey! Jimmy, check yourself before you wreck yourself!
This coffee is horrible. It tastes like cat litter.
I think it tastes delicious.
So I use the coffee that you guys brought.
Oh, boy. His dad's remains were in the can.
Oh, God! So stupid!
Check yourself! Check yourself!
All right, I'm going to take a shot at it. My buddy Hugh kind of gigged me to do that. So Zach Galifianakis is his name, and Robert Downey Jr., you know what it is. Due date, 1 hour, 40 minutes. That actually looks pretty funny. We move from that to Fair Game. Check it out.
I got to be at the airport in 45 minutes.
Have a good trip.
I love you.
I promise I'll behave.
I promise to behave.
Everyone's on their best behavior.
I want you to head up operations. This is top priority.
You're in business with a terror organization.
Who are you?
If you get out of this car, I can't protect you. You have no idea what we can and cannot do.
On a mission to find the facts.
The Vice President has received a report concerning the purchase of material to build nuclear weapons.
We need to get in close.
They turn to her husband for answers.
It is my opinion. A sale that size could not have happened.
I have teams in the field. They're all saying the same thing.
But when the truth was made public...
What do you think the White House wants to hear, huh? There was no nuclear program.
We need to change the story.
They made her pay the price.
Mallory, your name is in the paper. It's your CIA agent.
Austin never worked for the CIA, but his wife...
is an agency operative.
You killed the people. I can't tell you anything. I have a critical operation in Baghdad. My contacts packed and ready to go. I've got to get a message to them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I gave my word.
No, it's over.
My name is everywhere. My real name.
Those in the highest office thought to destroy the career of a covert agent to punish me for telling the truth.
Your wife is a traitor.
How dare you talk about my wife? You don't know her.
We know where you live.
People threatened to kill my husband, hurt my children.
We've got to strike back. They'll bury us if we don't.
They push you until they find the point at which you break. You can't break me. I don't have a breaking.
Naomi Watts, Sean Penn, Fair Game, Valerie Plame, Joe Wilson. We know the whole story. We talked about it a lot on America Tonight. 1 hour, 48 minutes for Fair Game. So we move from Fair Game to something completely different called, and this is a kid one where you could take the kids or the grandkids. And actually, I like some of the animated stuff. It's called Megamind.
I've always believed that destiny chooses our path in life.
Here is your sidekick.
And here is your pinky.
You are destined for...
Destined for what? I didn't quite hear that last part.
They came to our world together. But they were destined...
Our baby can fly.
Yes, yes, nothing but the best for you, darling.
To take different paths. Can we keep it? One would be cheer.
Happy Metro Man Day, Metro City.
I love you, Metro Man!
And I love you, random citizen.
While the other...
Table for two...
...was feared.
What? What?
Ah! But on November 5th.
A new threat has come to Metro City.
Consider yourselves under new management.
And Metro Man is nowhere to be found.
He'll destroy the whole city.
I'm sorry.
I'm finally free to get in touch with my superpower.
Making awesome music.
You're kidding, right?
When the world needs a hero.
You need to be that guy.
Well, this is a strange turn of events.
He will answer the call.
Hello?
It's hello.
Oh. Hello? Like that?
And the superhero movie.
Just a few alterations, and I will be done with your cape. I'm calling it the Black Mamba.
Will never be the same.
Let the showdown begin!
Will Ferrell.
Where did you park the invisible car?
Tina Fey.
What's the plan?
It's mostly involved. Dying.
That's a good plan. I like that plan.
Jonah Hill.
Ah, quick, the spray.
Ah. All out.
Well, use the forget-me-stick.
Oh, right.
I think it's working.
And Brad Pitt.
Check this out.
I have eyes that can see right through lead.
Huh?
Ah! DreamWorks Megamind in 3D.
Do you have your disguise?
What?
Oh, you look fantastic.
All right, and here's our last one of the movies. This would be interesting. If nothing else, probably a good laugh and a rental eventually from that cheap Redbox deal that I told you about. Client 9, I love this. Elliot Spitzer, a look at Spitzer and the fact that he was client number 9. It's a documentary. Check it out.
We knew that folks would come down hard on us if we ever stumbled, which is why the downfall was so shocking.
When I assumed office, which was January of 1999, investment bankers were, to use Tom Wolfe's great phrase, masters of the universe.
CEOs began to take everything they could, and ultimately that was going to destroy our economy.
They literally were terrified at this guy coming after them.
The New York Times identifies Governor Spitzer's mystery call girl as Ashley Dupree.
I have acted in a way that violates my or any sense of right and wrong.
Cheers erupted on trading floors as word spread of Governor Spitzer's stunning downfall.
Not publicly, he's going to take me out as leader. This man really intended to destroy me.
New York Confidential, rocket fuel for winners. That's all it says.
When you're sending a girl for $30,000 overnight, it doesn't feel like prostitution.
He showed up clearly trying not to be recognized. I'm like, don't tell me it's that guy again.
Joe Bruno hired the country's most notorious dirty trickster, Roger Stone.
Sure, I believe in the Gonzo brand of politics.
Porter was told to look at client 9.
He was enemy number one.
The governor felt like he was under surveillance.
Both Greenberg and Langone hired PR firms to go after Spitzer.
You tell your buddy, I'm going to put a spike through his heart.
And this is a tyrant. Your man's entire life is a lie.
These are the guys that got us to the brink of disaster. And all the officials asked them years before the collapse occurred.
What it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you? When you're sick, get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Oh, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
Coming up, we're going to check the mail bag. Thank you very much. You keep piling it up. I'm telling you, give me an extra chore here. When I come into the satellite office, the first thing I have to do is clean out the email because it almost crashes every day. That means you're responding. That's great. We love it. I always say, give me your 2 cents. I don't care. Good, bad, and ugly. Throw it all at us at americatonight.net, and we will get to that here in just a few minutes. First, a couple of interesting things to talk about money-wise. Remember, the election was about the economy. There was actually some pretty clever cartoons, national cartoons that I happened to see. One of them had a picture of President Obama and somebody pulling his ear, a giant ear, just pulling it and screaming into it, economy, and it said hearing aid. And yeah, that was it. Didn't listen to the American people, I guess. And even the president himself said that that was not that they didn't listen to the American people, but that the American people have spoken, and obviously the people are very, very frustrated. So check this out. Gold, we've been talking about it a lot, set another record high. Most of the action because of the dollar getting weaker and weaker against other currencies. It's frightening. And this is on the heels of the Federal Reserve saying it's going to buy $600 billion of bonds by the middle of next year to try to boost up the economic growth. So since the commodities are priced in dollars, we know that, right? A weaker dollar also gives buyers who use foreign currencies, an advantage. No question about that. But the fact that you had gold jump up the way it is, gold for December delivery, do you know what it was at? $1,383.10 an ounce. That is up over $45. Huge. And you know what? This nonsense of, I'm watching some of the so-called analysts talk about where gold's going to go. And I know I said by the end of the year I thought it would get close to 2,000, and that's looking pretty good. It's looking like 2,000 may be the solid number. I mean, it may, by the end of the year, I think it hits almost 1,500 at least an ounce. And next year, who knows? Who knows where it goes? And that's not the only, of course, commodity that's climbing. In other metals, silver jumped as well. Copper. Also, you had energy prices that were benefiting from the weaker dollar. The benchmark crude for delivery, December delivery, rose $1.80 to settle at $86.49 a barrel. And that's on the New York Mercantile Exchange when you check that. So interesting times, my friends, when it comes to money and investments. And gold really is at it where it's at. I know I've said this before, but just a couple of years ago, I can remember doing a financial show, and we have Saul Albom on every once in a while here on ATN, and he and I did this television financial show, and we talked about gold, and gold at the time was, gosh, I want to say it was like three-something, almost 400. And we talked about how everybody that was in the know and all the folks that were talking about gold as the investment, you know, that it was going to eventually climb up in the next couple of years to where we're seeing it right now. And it's kind of wild to actually watch that in play, and it certainly is a very big, big play. All right, speaking of money, Ron Paul has been an outspoken critic against the Federal Reserve, and I don't blame him. You listen and you string together all the things that Ron Paul has said, and he's pretty much vowing for an audit, pushing for that audit for next year, trying to look at what the monetary policy decisions are. And he's going to, if he takes control of the congressional subcommittee that looks at the central bank, as expected to happen in January, he's saying, I think they're way too independent. They shouldn't have this kind of power. And up until recently, it's been modest, but now it's out of control. And I think Paul is dead on right. I'm sure that there were a lot of people that weren't happy to see the Republicans take back the power for fear that this, for one, would happen, because there's no secret about this. And I think he's dead on right. I think looking under the hood is the smart thing to do. And he's the top Republican on the House of Representatives subcommittee that oversees domestic monetary policy. So then he'll probably jump to the head of that panel in January. And boy, Ben Bernanke is never going to be so busy trying to fend off what Paul will bring on upon him. And I think it's great. It's shrouded in secrecy. And we need an end to what's going on with the Federal Reserve. Seriously, it's outrageous what's happened. It's like my father told me years ago, you know, here's the thing. It's like wrapping paper. They're just printing it like it's wrapping paper with nothing backing that, nothing backing that. And I would love to know what the country's gold reserves are and see what's happened as a result of these bad monetary policies. But that's going to be an intriguing storyline for sure. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Ah, thank you, Homer. I love to hear that familiar voice. This from Charlie R. Kate Delaney. What do you make of these elections? I have to tell you, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I still consider myself a Democrat. I'm not going to turn my back on the party. And I have to tell you, though, I voted for a few Democrats, but I also voted for some Republicans. My neighbors would shudder. My family would be embarrassed. I don't care. I don't like what's happening in this country. And there were just some I could not touch the screen for, because that's how we voted in Vermont. And I just felt like it was my duty to not pick the same old, for lack of what they did to us before and lack of really any kind of a good alternative on the Democratic side in a few of the offices. So I was a split voter. What do you think of that? I say good for you. That means you're voting, you're paying attention to the issues, and you're voting for the people that who you think are the best for that position, and you're not so worried about the stripes anymore, even though you're saying you're a Democrat and you voted for a lot of Democrats, but you also voted for some Republicans. You obviously paid attention to what you thought was the right call. And I think that's a good thing. That means you're getting involved. You're paying attention, like I say. You know, the lack of action in Washington is the deal. And everybody always complains about that. If we go back in history, you'd find lots of quotes of people saying, oh, you know, time for a change, time for this, time. You know, it's kind of the same quotes, just manipulated a little bit differently. But here's the thing. There's no doubt. It's always about reaction in this country, and we have to get out of that mode. It can't always be about reaction. Yes, sometimes it is, but too much it's about reaction. It has to be about getting ahead of the ball. It has to be being in front of things instead of behind everything. It's like I was just talking about Ron Paul and the Federal Reserve. Sure, let's see what's going on. Let's know what's there so we can get ahead of whatever this disaster might be. And he's going to have a tough time opening that Pandora's box, but I hope he does. I hope he's successful in it, because I'm almost scared to find out what's there, although I know. I mean, the Fed to me is useless, and it is like a power grab now. There's nothing moderate about it, or nothing, I just don't think there's anything sensible about it either. All right, here's another one. This one is from Lisa. Hey, Kate, when are you doing Nail the Score again? I can't remember. I want to say it's on Thursdays, but what time? I'm curious. Well, it is on Thursdays. It is Thursday, Friday morning, and it would be in the third hour. That's when we always do Nail the Score. And it's fun because the numbers keep climbing. More and more people call. They just want to have fun and play the game. As I say, it has nothing to do necessarily with analyzing the football games. It's more about just your gut. Pick one of the teams and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. And then if you do nail the score, you clean out the prize closet. I don't know any other way to put it, because we have lots of prizes that have been sitting around now waiting for somebody to claim them. And I really hope someone nails the score this time around. I have a good feeling about this season overall. I think somebody will do it before the season's gone. You know, is it going to be week 9? Is it going to be in the playoffs? I can't answer that question. But I'm going to say somebody will do it. I feel pretty confident. It's just a gut feeling, speaking of gut feelings that I get. Here's another one. This one is from David. Hello, America Tonight. I have to say, I was never more proud than when I went to vote. There were a lot of people in line. I don't remember a time when I had to stand in line, and I stood in line for close to an hour. It's probably a little bit less than that. I was talking to everybody, so I kind of lost track of time, but I know it took some time to get through the line. And there was kind of a little bit of a buzz in the air. It almost felt like a presidential election. I've voted in the last 4 presidential elections, and I can't wait for 2012. If you were handicapping it, Kate, what do you think is going to happen with the Republicans? Wow, that's a tough question. That's a loaded question. People keep dancing around Sarah Palin, and I think that would be a mistake. And I think deep down she thinks that would be a mistake. So I don't think it's going to be Sarah Palin. Mitt Romney's name keeps coming up. Now a crazy one. Governor Rick Perry, who was just reelected in Texas, I think he kind of wants a shot at it, and he was doing the national rounds. He has a book out. I think he's kind of angling for it, but I don't think he'd be the right guy either. It's going to be interesting probably in this next year to see who emerges from the pack. Hang with us. We can count next.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Always a pleasure to welcome in Steve Budin from sportsinfo.com. He's the man in the motion behind that. And I just want to clear something up right from the get-go here. I am not related to Scott Delaney. I got four emails asking if Scott was my brother. Yes, we do spell our name the same way, but I wish I could say what he says, that his moves build bankrolls. I mean, I think I have some good moves, but not like Scott Delaney. We're not related.
Yeah, well, actually, Scott's been around 5 years. He's one of our better handicappers, so you should be proud of the name.
All right, awesome. Holding up that Delaney name, even though we're not related as far as I know. Hey, I bet you didn't predict this, Randy Moss and what happened there. I just want to get your take on that at the top. Goes to Minnesota. We thought there might be some good hookup there with Brett Favre, the things unraveled.
Right, they came out with the whole Randy Moss song. He was back. Now it's going to be fun. I mean, I love the song. I can't stop playing the song. I love the song. One clap, Randy.
Exactly. It didn't work out. Now, all of a sudden, you know, he's picked up, he's on waivers, and then he ends up going to, what was it, the Titans. So he ends up there, and you got to say to yourself, how is he going to gel with Jeff Fisher? I guess Jeff Fisher's just going to take a chance on his hands and not worry about all the other stuff.
Yeah, and why not? I mean, look, obviously Randy Moss is not what he used to be. Minnesota has a lot of problems. Randy Moss, actually, in this case, was probably just a pawn. I don't believe that the issue here was Randy Moss. I don't believe anybody believes the issue in Minnesota is Randy Moss. I think they needed to do something. I think Childress needed to do something. He chose the Randy Moss thing as a way to try to reinstate his power over the team in the locker room. But yeah, Randy Moss, not what he used to be, but certainly does continue to stretch defenses, draw double teams. I think he's an asset. I think that, he will get his head together. Look, this is his last chance, and I think he knows it. And there's something about a last chance. I think he, again, you know, Randy Moss now finally has something to prove again after not having anything to prove, at least in his own mind. I think he's got something to prove, and I think it could work. It could work for the Titans. We'll see.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. We'll see, and who knows? You're right. There's something about last chances, and maybe this will be a good one for him.
Because we know how sports goes. If he goes ahead and has a breakout season now, or does real well, or turns it, all is forgotten. That's how it always works in this sport. You do well, and all is forgotten.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yep.
I bet there's some politicians who wished it worked that way.
Yeah. You know, actually, Obama now goes down from an 8-5 favorite to even money after they lost the House. So if anyone's betting politics out there, Obama's an even money favorite to still win. And the closest Republican is Romney at 8-1. Sarah Palin's at 14-1, just in case anyone's interested.
There you go, Sarah Palin. I love that. Hey, the Raiders, Steve, the Raiders are 4-4. They snuck up on everybody. But the Chiefs and the Raiders in this matchup, I kind of like this. Who? What happens here?
Well, you actually picked the most interesting game on the board. That is going to be the most fun game to watch. Hard not to be part of the Raider Nation. I mean, Kansas City, look, week after week, you know, obviously last week, you know, they didn't play so well. Barely got the win. But you know, I think this week, you know, I think it's time for a reality check. Oakland, let's remember, just 3 games ago was still considered one of the worst teams in the league. They're on a great 3-game run, don't get me wrong. Everything is clicking for them. But KC is a real team at every position. I think they have their throwout game last week and they still win it. But this week, I think they bring the Raiders back to reality. I look for KC to actually win and cover this game, even though Oakland, a 3-point favorite. I mean, when's the last time we saw Oakland a favorite?
I can't remember. It's been a while. Yeah, definitely.
Darren McFadden, though. I mean, look, oh, you know, Kansas City, best running backs, you know, best running game in the league, but maybe
yeah.
Oakland, the best running back in the league with Darren McFadden. So, you know, Oakland's got some studs, but I think KC gets it together, and I think they beat Oakland this game.
Let's talk about a crappy game. The Cowboys are 1-6. Boy, they talk about going in the wrong direction, but everybody always has this thing. You know it, Steve. You probably know it from gamblers and what they say. Everybody wants to believe that the Cowboys are coming back. I don't think so. And then against the Packers at home?
Yeah, you know, look, you know, we talked about this actually the last time we spoke. Just how tough it is to judge the Cowboys. They're such a marquee team. You know, they have such a huge fan base. But look, this is the most underachieving team of losers I've ever seen in my life. The Giants did a little Tony Soprano action. You know, knocked Romo out. It was like a mercy killing. You know, now with Kitna, I mean, Kitna, you know, not much worse than Romo, but at the end of the day, he's not getting it done either. I mean, Phillips comes out, the son of a bum, and he comes out and he says, "We're going to go back to fundamentals now. We need to go back." Are you kidding me? Now? Now you want to come back with fundamentals? How about the preseason we work out the fundamentals? I mean, this team is a complete joke. Don't forget, Packers have about 12 people on the IR, so they're very banged up. 8.5 points is a ton of points to lay, but I'm not betting the Cowboys here. I say lay the points with the Packers or don't bet at all.
Yeah, there you go. Great advice. Sage advice. All right, the Ravens. I love this team. I love Ray Rice, the Rutgers product, and
right.
Flacco really kind of coming into his own. You look at his yards and touchdowns, what's happening with him. And now they're hosting the Dolphins, an intriguing matchup maybe.
Well, and I think also when you talk about the Ravens, you have to talk about their coaching. I think some of the best coaching in the league. The Ravens, obviously, one of the best home teams in the league, but they're going up against Miami, who we know 4-0 on the road. The best road team, you know, in the league for sure, especially against the spread. This is a tough one, but I think the way to get the money here is to forget the side. I think the 40.5 is a very easy mark. I think Henny, ton of confidence, throwing the ball as good as anyone. Miami's pretty much scrapped the wild card now. They're letting Henny go under center 3rd and 5. They're letting Henny get under center in the red zone. You know, I like that. People have figured out the wildcat already, so I like the fact that they scrapped that. Flacco, like you said, loving his new receivers. He's going to have to keep pace with Henny. I think there's going to be an up-and-down game here. I think the 40.5 is going to come very quickly, and I would bet the over here.
All right, excellent. I know you're a Jets fan, so I need to pour salt into the wounds after that crappy game last week.
I called it last week. I know we didn't talk last week, but I told everybody the only for the Jets, the worst possible thing was a bye. They had momentum. They go into the bye, and let me tell you, New York, I'm calling, you know, you're from New York right now, not a place where people get a lot of rest. They come in a little bit overconfident, a little bit underprepared, not characteristic for Rex Ryan. They dropped the game last week, but heading this week into, you know, against the Lions, and let me tell you, the Lions was my big play last week, and I finally won a big play. You know, look, I had lost, you know, for 2 weeks straight, and it happens to everybody. And look, I come here, I tell you like it is. Finally, last week, I had the Lions over Washington in the infamous game where McNabb got benched. You know, and I think the Jets, had they come off their bye to play the Lions, that the Lions completely destroy them. I think because last week they got their shock, they got their dose of reality, you know, now I think they come into this game ready, and I believe the Jets here, you know, laying the 4, it's a good spot to pick them up. I think they're going to win this game, and I think they're going to cover.
All right, excellent. What a note to end on. Steve, thanks so much. It's always fun to kick it around with you. Week 9, we'll do it again next week.
That sounds good, Kat.
Thanks. All right, Steve Info, Steve Budin at sportsinfo.com. He is the info guy. He could be Steve Info. Week 10 coming up next, but right now, Week 9 on the boards, and you heard some of what he had to say about the games. Interesting on the Moss take. I agree with him there, Moss. Could turn things around since it is that last gasp deal. And the Chiefs, the team to watch, the Chiefs and the Raiders, I think will be an interesting game. Now, one of the games we didn't talk about in Week 9 is the Buccaneers and the Falcons. Strange, that line. You look at Matt Ryan and what a tremendous year he's having. In Atlanta, the line, the initial line, the opening line was 9 for Atlanta. Of course, it's a home game. The Bucs are 3-0 away for whatever that tells you. But you look at the matchup on the line, and I think the Falcons at home, and again with some of the beef that they have on the line, I think there's going to be time there, and that should be a fun game to watch. But I think the Falcons win that probably pretty easy. And who's the worst team in the NFL? If you were thinking the Bills, 0-7. How rough is that for Buffalo fans? Man. Remember, you can always catch up with us on Facebook or Twitter. How do you do that? Go to AmericaTonight.net.